Good morning, everybody. So the happy 4th of July. So the second Aliyah of Chukas is fascinating in terms of the amalgam of different topics. It's a completion of Paraduma, and then it's Meduyach that runs into the death of Miriam. That's what we mentioned yesterday, that, of course, the Jewish response to death, Al Pi Halacha, is the Paraduma, is the Mechatas. And so we combine the end of that story, V'lakach Hezo, V'taval B'mayim Mishtahor, then we move into the death of Miriam, and then of course the beginnings of Mei Meriva. So it's the combination of these three topics. It's not a long aliyah, but the three topics are covered in here to show you the connection between all of them. Of course, the death of Miriam, right, has been foreshadowed by the Paraduma. Zos Tara Adam Ki Amus Ba'ol Kol Asher Kol Ba'olav V'Chol Asher Ba'ol Yitmashiv As Yamim Hanogia B'Meis Lachol Nefesh Adam Yitmashivas Yamim, etc. So we already have, you know, that in mind. Then it actually happens, right? 38 years later, that Miriam dies. Bachodesh Harishon, Vayeshavayim Bekadesh, Vatamosham Miriam Batikaver Sham. And then, of course, the beginnings of Mei Meriva, Velohayamayim Laida, Vayikalu Al Moshe V'Aron. So what you have here is a fascinating point that the Torah is going out of its way to try to make. Which is that we already saw that the response, al pi halacha, to death is mayim chayim. Mayim chayim, the mei mayan, a mikvah is not going to suffice for taras hameis, right? What's required is something more than that, something more intensive, right? The mayim chayim, which is only required in a few areas of halacha, we need for zav, fortunately not for zava, which makes our life easier. We need it for paraduma, we need it for the mitzvah. They're all associated in one shape or form with Misa, and so Mayim Chayim is the response to that. Now, of course, the irony is, V'lohaya Mayim La'ida, V'ayikalu al Moshe V'yalaron, that there was a sense, right, again, it could have happened, you know, much later on than the halachos of Paraduma were introduced, but in the aftermath of Miriam's death, and this is why Chazal Darshan and the Gemara in Titus very famously, right, the Bischos Miriam, we had the Mei Be'er, that the people lacked a sense of dynamism of Mayim Chayim, of revitalization, of Chiyus, and the people were in a place where they had a sense of despair and despondency, essentially spiritual desiccation. And in light of that, right, what the Torah is trying to point out, V'lohaya Mayim La'ida was not just a sort of a physical or empirical fact, right, but it impacted their entire outlook. V'lama ha'vesem es kal Hashem al midbar hazeh, that is to say, the Jewish people are responding in exactly the wrong way. Exactly the wrong way. Instead of, right, responding to death with Mayim Chayim, right, their attitude is that, you know, V'lu gavanu b'gva achenu lifnei Hashem, is that how sorry our lot is. And, you know, we've spoken in years past, but it's worth reiterating in a very distilled way that it was Miriam's absence itself that caused this. Miriam, who was, you know, known to the Masorah, her indelible contribution to Klal Yisrael is unflagging optimism. Right, when Amram had given up, when everybody had given up, right, to Miriam, you know, said, Asida imi laholid ben shemoshias Yisrael, the inimitable Gemara in Sota, when her mother couldn't look anymore, she was the one standing there, l'deyama yaselo, right, Miriam, who always refuses to give in, to despair, right? Vatetzena chol anashim acharav betupim ubim cholos. Vatan lahem Miriam shul Hashem ki go gasus rechor mavayam. It may have taken 80 years, but this is the moment I predicted, right? Shiras hayam, so appropriately on a body of water. Miriam is always associated with water. You know, the waters of the Nile and the waters of Yamsuf, and here the absence of water. And so the people, you know, absent Miriam, don't have, you know, the capacity to find those wellsprings of faith that they're going to be able to move forward in the desert. So rather than approach things, you know, death and loss from the perspective of Mayim Chayim, of the need for rejuvenation, so they approach things from exactly the opposite point of view, and that, of course, sets the table for the tragedy of Mei Meriva.